The American Red Cross has set up several evacuation centers in northern Nevada to help evacuees fleeing the Caldor and Dixie fires. Some have had to move around to more than one shelter so far this week. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
By Monday, tens of thousands of people in South Lake Tahoe, California, were forced to leave their homes. Many of them landed across the border in Nevada, in communities like Carson City, Gardnerville, and Reno. It's been quite a journey for Shelly Lavars. She has mobility issues and doesn't have transportation. When law enforcement knocked on her door to get her to leave, she didn't have a way out. So they called for an ambulance to transport her to Carson City.
I moved to South Lake Tahoe in 1986. I raised three children in South Lake Tahoe. It's my home. It was really a bit terrifying leaving in the ambulance when I could see all the smoke out the back window.
After arriving at the Carson City Community Center, Lavars ran into her neighbor, Steve Bloom. After the ordeal, they describe what it was like to see a familiar face.
You can't put words on that. When you're in a gymnasium with 100 people who are all kind of wound up from all of this, and you lay eyes on somebody that you know, and you know when they see you, it's like a big old drink of water when you're dying of thirst.
The only thing everyone in the room had in common was that we were all evacuated from South Lake Tahoe.
But they didn't get to stay for long. Barely a day in, the duo were uprooted again. On Wednesday, the American Red Cross moved all of the evacuees from the two Carson City centers and some from the Gardnerville one to the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
Because it's easier for us to take care of as many people as possible under one roof, as opposed to caring for people in one, two, three, four locations at once.
That was Steve Walsh with the American Red Cross. About 90% of the work is done by volunteers. Lavars says the help she received in the last few days has made her see the community in a new light.
I brought my son to Reno to get his suit for his proms. You know, those kind of things. These are our neighbors. But you don't realize what that means until something like this.
Also relocated from the Carson City site is 37-year-old Jose Mora. He's with his family members and two dogs, a pit bull and chihuahua. But he didn't make it inside because the convention center doesn't allow pets.
Well, we were like bummed out because we're not going to leave him, you know what I mean? Like, they're our family.
When we spoke in the parking lot, Mora was still struggling over where to go next with his family and pets. Along with them, he grabbed photographs, medicine, and important documents before leaving South Lake Tahoe. But for him, leaving Tahoe was heartbreaking.
We left all the memories all around the lake, you know, because I used to take my kids to snowboard. We took them to the beach in the summer.
Also in the parking lot of the convention center is Gail Von Lockham. She's sitting in her car that's packed to the brim with her belongings. She lives near State Line and left after law enforcement came to her door.
Knock, knock, police came by, said, please, ma'am, you know, you're the kind of the last one here.
She left for Reno on Tuesday. That drive usually takes about an hour, but Von Lockham says she was on the road for 5.
I've been nervous before. Very nervous. And I've been exhausted before. Very exhausted. But I can't, I'm very old now, but I don't remember the combination before.
There are large black trash bags strapped to the roof of Von Lockham's car. She's escaped a wildfire before. When she lived in Santa Rosa, the Sonoma Complex fire in 2017 took everything from her. Because of that past experience, she decided quickly what to bring with her.
So I ended up just kind of like throwing everything that I wouldn't want to burn into bags, strapping it up there, throwing it in there. Honestly, I can't even find my purse.
Like many other evacuees, Von Lockham is anxious to get back home, but it's not clear at this time when it will be safe for them to return. According to a spokesperson with CAL FIRE, more than 50,000 people from California and Nevada remain evacuated due to the Caldor fire, threatening more than 32,000 structures. Governor Steve Sisolak signed an emergency declaration earlier this week to ensure that resources go toward helping those affected by the Caldor fire and those fighting the blaze. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck in Reno.
Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.